感谢主，今天可以跟大家在线上见面，大家可以听到我的声音吗？
Thank the Lord that today we can meet each other, on the web, and can you hear what I'm saying?
虽然我们不能在西岸特会见面，但是主也安排我们在线上可以见面。
Even though we cannot meet in WCCC, but the Lord has ordained that we can meet online.
早上我们愿意从诗篇57篇与大家一同来思想。
Today we want to meditate on Psalm 57.
我们读诗篇57篇从第一节开始。
Let us read Psalm 57 beginning on verse 1.
大卫逃避扫罗藏在洞里，那时他作这经诗交与灵长，调用休要毁坏。神啊，求你怜悯我，怜悯我，因为我的心投靠你，我要投靠在你翅膀的荫下，等到灾祸过去。我要求告至高至高的神，就是为我成全诸事的神。那要吞我的人辱骂我的时候，神从天上必施恩救我，也必向我发出慈爱和诚实。我的性命在狮子中间，我躺卧在性如烈火的世人当中，他们的牙齿是枪剑，他们的舌头是快刀。神啊，愿你崇高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。他们为我的脚设下网罗，压制我的心，他们在我面前挖了坑，自己反掉在其中。神啊，我心坚定，我心坚定，我要唱诗，我要歌颂。我的灵啊，你要行起，情色啊，你们当行起，我自己要及早行起。主啊，我要在万民中称谢你，在列邦中歌颂你，因为你的慈爱高及诸天，你的诚实达到穹苍。神啊，愿你崇高高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。好，我们感谢主，我们在开始前我们再有一点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你的因为你实在是我们的大君王。
Lord, we thank you and praise you because you indeed are our king.
你也是我们的大祭司，为我们进入幔内。
You are also our high priest and you enter the veil.
你把我们带到那个神的面前。
Lord, you bring us before God.
你也亲自坐在宝座上来亲自牧养我们。
And Lord, you're seated upon the throne and you are shepherding us personally.
因此早晨我们也把我们所有的弟兄姊妹都放在你的面前。
And so this morning, we put every brothers and sisters before you.
我们不能够做什么，我们只是仰望主啊，这个大祭司来牧养我们。
We really cannot do anything, but Lord, we look to you, our great high priest, to be our shepherd.
我们盼望能够听见坐在宝座向我们所说的话。
We really want to hear what the one who is seated on the throne to speak to us.
我们求你除去一切的搅扰。
Lord, may you take away any kind of distraction.
让我们可以坐在主的脚前。
That we can be sitting before your feet, Lord.
我们恭恭敬敬把这个时间交给主。
We really commit this time into your hand, Lord.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
当我们读诗篇57篇的时候，我们就发现一开始的时候他告诉我们大卫他为了躲避扫罗他就藏在洞里。
When we read Psalm 57, we know that David was running away from Saul and he was hiding in the cave.
所以这首诗歌呢是在洞穴里面写的诗歌。
So this song was written inside the cave.
但是我们又发现这首诗歌的它的意境又是非常的高。
But we also see that this psalm is talking something very high.
非常 让我们非常惊讶，为什么意境这么高的一首诗歌，竟是一个人在洞穴里面所写出来的。
How can a psalm that is being talking about being so exalted be written inside a cave?
好像这个人所写的诗歌和他所在的环境是不相称的。
As if this psalm is not comparable to the circumstance that the psalmist is in.
因此我们可以在这当中有很多很宝贵的学习。
And so we can indeed learn a lot from this psalm.
一个属神的儿女如何能够在环境当中能够让自己的灵能够提升到这样的一个高度。
A child of God, if they can have their spirit be exalted in such a high place.
大卫说我要投靠在你的翅膀的荫下。
David says that I will trust in thee in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge.
这首诗歌实在是在神翅膀的荫下写的。
Truly, this psalm was written under the wings of our Lord.
因此早晨我们就有这样的一个负担，与弟兄姊妹一同来思想来学习，如何能够在一个非常困难的环境中，却能够找到神的翅膀。
And so this morning, we want to meditate with brothers and sisters how to find our place.Under the shadow of the wings of the Lord when circumstances are really difficult.
大卫在非常年轻的时候他就遇见许多的艰难。
David, when he was very young, he had already met a lot of difficulties.
虽然他已经被撒母耳高作以色列的王，但是他却要为他的性命流落在旷野。
So even though he had been anointed by Samuel,He had to be his life is lived in the wilderness.
因为神使用他打败了非利士人，扫罗就非常的嫉妒他。
Because the Lord used David to overcome the Philistine, and so Saul was very envious of him.
因此从大卫20岁到他一直到30岁，有十年的时间，他几乎是在旷野里面生活着。
So from the age of 20 to 30, which is a 10-year period, David lived in the wilderness.
在一个人最精华的那十年当中，从20岁到30岁，这个最精华的十年当中，大卫却是流浪，生活在旷野的洞穴当中。
So in the prime of his life, David was living and going through in the wilderness.
而且这篇诗篇呢，而且还有好几篇其他的诗篇都是在这段时期写的。
And this psalm, together with many psalms, were written during this period of his life.
这篇诗篇只有11节。
This psalm has only 11 verses.
第一节呢，是在洞穴里面开始的。
The first verse began in the cave.
到了第后面7节到11节的时候，他已经在天上了。
And from 7 to 11, he's already in the heavens.
整个这个过程中，大卫的环境没有改变。
And through all this, the circumstance of David did not change at all.
大卫仍然在洞穴里面。
He is still in the cave.
扫罗和他的精兵仍然在四处要来抓他。
And Saul with his armies are still trying to catch him.
环境是一点都没有改变。
So the circumstance did not change at
all. 但是大卫的灵已经从一个洞穴到了一个神翅膀的荫下。
But the spirit of David has arisen from the cave to the heavens.
他可以说我的心坚定，我的心坚定。
He can say that my heart is steadfast, my heart is fixed.
他说我要在万民中来称谢你。
I will sing and give praise.
我要在列邦中来歌颂你。
I will sing unto thee among the nations.
你的慈爱高及诸天。
Your mercy is great unto the heavens.
你的诚实直达穹苍。
And thy truth unto the clouds.
你的崇高过于诸天。
Be thou exalted, O Lord, above the heavens.
你的荣耀高过全地。
Let thy glory be above all the earth.
所以我们就非常的惊讶，他的那个灵啊，从洞穴里面一直到天上。
So we're very surprised how His Spirit can rise from the cave to the heaven.
因此呢，我们就觉得这是一个非常好的一段圣经，我们一同来学习。
And so we feel that this is a very good passage for us to learn from.
我们也发现在历史当中呢，也不只是只有大卫一个人有这个洞穴的经历。
And we know that through history, not only David has this experience in the cave.
约瑟也曾经被他的哥哥丢在一个洞里面。
We know that Joseph was put in the cave by his brothers.
然后又被卖到埃及。
Then he was sold into Egypt.
又被陷害了，最后到埃及的监牢里面去。
And then he was put also in prison.
我们也知道但以理因为不肯听从王的命令，后来他也被丢在狮子坑当中。
We know that Daniel, because he did not follow the decree of the king, was thrown into the lion's den.
保罗和希拉在传道的时候也被关在腓立比的监牢的内牢里面。
In the same way, Paul and Silas was in prison too.
那个监牢呢，就是一个地牢。
That prison is a dungeon. It's also like in underneath, like a cave.
所以他们都有这个在洞里面的这个生活经历。
So all of them have the cave experience.
但是神却能够把他们的灵魂保守在神翅膀的印下。
And yet the Lord can keep their spirit under the wings, under the shadow of His wings.
所以今天我们呢，好像也有这样的一个经历。
Today we seem to have this kind of experience too.
我们每一个人都活在自己的一个洞穴里面。
We ourselves are living in our own cave.
我们吃饭在这里，我们睡觉也在这里。
We're eating here, we're sleeping in here.
我们上学也在这里，我们上班也在这里。
We go to school in this place. We are working also in this place.
我们甚至与弟兄姊妹交通也在这里。
And even when we're fellowshipping with brothers and sisters, we're in there too.
那为什么我们不能出去呢？因为外面有病毒。
But why can't we get out? Well, because there's a virus out there.
因此我们生活呢，被局限在这个洞穴的当中。
And so our life is confined in this cave.
因此今天是一个非常好的一个机会来学习在洞穴里面的生活。
And so, today is a good time for us to learn this life in the cave.
如何能够让我们的灵不在洞穴里面。
And how to not let our spirit be in cave.
让我们的灵活在神翅膀的印下。
But to let our spirit live.Under the shadow of the wings of the Lord.
这一章圣经呢，一共有分成三段。
This psalm can be divided into three sections.
前面三节是一段。
The first three verses is one section.
中间三节是第二段。
The three middle verses are one section too.
最后四节是另外一段。
And then the last four verses are another section.
每一段圣经都给我们看到一个属灵的一个操练。
And each of these sections show us a spiritual exercise.
我们如果能够在洞穴里面学到这三个属灵的操练，我们就能够活在神翅膀的印下。
If we can learn the spiritual experience inside the cave, then we can live under the shadow of His wings.
每一个弟兄姊妹，今天我们都可以有这样的学习。
Each and every brothers and sisters can learn this way.
你看，当大卫开始借诗篇五十七篇的时候，他是这样开始的。
See how David started this Psalm 57.
哦，神啊，求你怜悯我，怜悯我，因为我的心投靠你。
He said, "Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusts in Thee."
这个是我们每一个人都经常有的祷告。
This is how we often pray.
但是大卫和我们不一样的地方是他的祷告没有停在这个地方。
And yet the difference between David and us is his prayer did not stop in this verse.
我们的祷告常常停在这个地方。
Our prayer usually just stop here.
我们就停在主啊，求你怜悯我，怜悯我，我们就停在这个地方。
We just stop and say, and after we say, "Be merciful unto me, be merciful," we just stop there.
大卫不愿意停在这个地方。
But you see, David is not willing to just stop here.
虽然他的身体是活在这个洞穴当中，他知道他的灵魂需要一个藏身之处。
Even though his body is living inside the cave, he knows that his spirit and soul can be out of here.
所以他向神祷告说，我要活在神翅膀的荫下。
And that's why he said, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge.
直到那个灾害过去。
Until these calamities be overpassed.
感谢主，今天但愿这也成为我们众人的祷告。
Thank the Lord, may this also be our prayers today.
我们要投靠在神翅膀的荫下，只等到这个灾害过去。
I will make my refuge under the shadow of his wings until all these calamities have passed.
我们就来看这三个属灵的操练。
And so let us look at these three spiritual exercises.
第一个操练是在前三节里面的。
The first exercise is in the first three verses.
这个操练叫做凡事谢恩。
This spiritual exercise is called be thankful in everything.
你说活在洞里面有什么可以感恩的呢？
He said, for one who's living in the cave, what is there to be thankful for?
好像非常不容易来操练凡事谢恩啊。
It is very difficult to exercise be thankful for everything.
所以大卫在第二节他就告诉我们他怎么学习的。
And so David tells us how he learned in verse 2.
他说就是为我成全诸事的神。
He talked about God, the God that performed all things for me.
我们要想到神在过去以往为我们成全的所有的那一切事情。
We have to think about everything that God has done for us.
虽然他现在活在那个洞穴当中，他的难处非常的大。
Even though currently we're living in the cave and the difficulty is so great.
但是他想到那个神是为他成全诸事的神。
But he thinks of the God who had performed all things for him.
在我们过去的年日当中，神也为我们每一个人成就了许许多多的事情。
In the past, the Lord has done so many things for us.
如果我们的眼睛只是注重今天的话，或许我们的确是在一个洞的里面。
If today we only focus on today and we focus on the cave,
或许你找不出一个原因可以谢恩的。
Or we cannot find a reason to be thankful today.
但是我们能够想到过去神在我们身上给我们的一切的恩惠，我们就不得不向他谢恩。
But we can think about all the graces that God has given us in the past, and we would definitely be able to thank him.
当一个人能够向神感恩的时候，在我们的灵里面会有一个奇妙的事情会发生。
If a person can truly thank the Lord, something wonderful is going to happen in our spirit.
就是我们里面的信心呢会活起来的。
The faith in us will live again.
我们为什么会觉得活在这个洞穴里面困难呢？
Why would we feel so difficult to be living in this cave?
因为当人遇见困难的时候，是我们信心最受打击的时候。
Because when we meet difficulties, that's the time when our faith is so, attack.
因此我们的信心就软弱了。
And because of this attack on our faith weakens.
我们不是没有信心。
It's not that we don't have faith.
我们每一个人里面都有信心。
In us, we do have faith.
但是有的时候我们的信心是软弱的。
But sometimes this faith is very weak.
那怎么能够让这个软弱的信心能够刚强起来呢？
Now how can we strengthen this weak faith?
就好像我们需要运动一样，我们的身体的每一个人身上都是有肌肉的。
So like we exercise because we all have muscle.
这个肌肉如果不运动的话呢，是软弱的。
If these muscles are not exercised, they are weak.
如果你常常锻炼的话，你这个肌肉呢会变成有力量的肌肉。
But if you exercise often, these muscles will be strengthened.
同样的，我们人的信心是要锻炼的。
So in the same way, our faith has to be exercised.
那信心怎么锻炼呢？你和我怎么样每天来锻炼我的信心呢？
But how do we exercise our faith on a daily basis?
我们最好锻炼我们信心的方式就是感恩。
The best way to exercise our faith is to be thankful.
弟兄姊妹，如果哪一位弟兄姊妹觉得今天你的信心很软弱的话，
So any brothers and sisters who is feeling like your faith is weak today,
很可能你最近有一段时间没有向神感恩了。
Most likely, it's been a while that you haven't been thanking the Lord.
如果我们能够天天来感恩的话，我们的信心就活起来了。
If we can thank the Lord daily, then this faith will be revived.
信心是要锻炼，而锻炼是从感恩来的。
Faith has to be exercised, and this exercise is through thankfulness.
所以保罗鼓励我们说呢，要凡事谢恩。
And that's why, Paul said, be thankful in everything.
而且他说呢，这是神在基督耶稣里面向我们所定的旨意。
And he also said that this is the will of the Lord Jesus Christ for us.
因此向神感恩的是顺服神的旨意。
And so thanking the Lord is really being obedient to the will of God.
你想想看，一个人能够顺服神的旨意，他的信心当然就活过来了。
So for a person who can really believe in the will of God. And be obey in the will of God, then his faith will be revived.
弟兄姊妹，这是真实的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is the real thing.
这是每一个人都能够操练的事情。
This is something that all of us can exercise.
今天就可以开始操练。
Today, you can start exercising.
我们每一个人都有许许多的事情我们需要感恩的。
There's so many things that we can really be thankful for.
因此在我们觉得自己信心好像软弱的时候，我们要起来，要学习凡事谢恩。
So when we sense that our faith is weak, we have to rise up and be thankful.
如果我们在生活上常常来感恩的话，
If we thank the Lord often in our lives,
我们就发现我们里面的信心呢真的就活起来了。
Then we will discover that this faith is getting revived.
我们就能够因信神的儿子而活。
And then we can live by faith in the Son of God.
我们可以借着信心更多的活在神的面前。
And through faith we can live before the Lord.
在圣经上有一句话说啊，他说在信的人凡事都能。
In the Bible it says, for those who believe everything is possible.
我们都读过四福音很多次。
We have read the gospel so many times.
在四福音里面主耶稣常常说一句话。
And the Lord says this so often in the gospel.
你的信救了你。
Your faith has saved you.
他没有说你的祷告救了你。
He did not say, your prayer has saved you.
主耶稣说你的信救了你。
The Lord said, your faith has saved you.
当那个血漏的妇人用她的手来摸主耶稣衣服的穗子的时候，
When the woman with the issue of blood, when she touched the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣没有说因为你摸我的衣裳的穗子救了你。
The Lord did not say, oh, you touched me and so now you're saved.
主耶稣说你的信救了你。
But the Lord said, your faith has saved you.
当有一个女人用香膏来抹主耶稣的脚的时候，
When the woman anointed the feet of the Lord with fragrant ointment.
主耶稣没有说因为你的行为那救了你。
The Lord did not say, it is because of your action you have been saved.
主耶稣你的信救了你。
But the Lord said, your faith saved you.
因此当大卫在洞穴里面开始向神感恩的时候，
And that's why when David thanked the Lord in this cave,
他的信心就活起来了。
His faith is revived.
他就告诉，他就在那里写到，他说呢，他说你呢必然施恩于我。
And that's why he said, you will definitely have mercy on me.
他不是希望神来施恩给他，他说你必然施恩于我。
He is not saying, I'm hoping you will, but he said, you will.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常基本的属灵操练。
This is a very basic spiritual exercise.
这是我们每一个圣徒每天要操练的一件事情。
This is something that all saints have to exercise on a daily basis.
就是常常来感恩。
It's to come often and thank the Lord.
如果我们感恩的话，我们里面的信心是活的。
If we're thankful, then we have living faith.
因此，这个活的信心让我们活在神的面前。
And this living faith allows us to live before the Lord.
如果我们没有这个感恩的习惯，我们的信心呢是软弱的。
If we're not thankful, then our faith is weak.
没有我们软弱的人，我们都活在我们问题的面前。
And for those who are weak, we only live before our problem.
这就是第一个在洞穴生活里面的一个属灵操练。
So this is the first spiritual exercise inside the cave.
是每一个人都可以做的。
This is something everyone can do.
没有一个人有任何的借口说我没有一件事情可以感恩的。
Nobody can say, I have nothing to be thankful for.
因为每一个人都领受了神极大的恩典。
Because everyone has received great grace from the Lord.
这是头一个属灵的操练。
So this is the first spiritual exercise.
然后呢，四节到五节到六节看到了第二个属灵的操练。
Now verses 4, 5, and 6, we see the second spiritual exercise.
第一个操练让我们可以借着信心呢活在神的面前。
The first exercise allows us to live by faith before the Lord.
然后第二个属灵的操练呢，就是要在神的同在的里面来看我们今天所面临的一切的问题。
The second spiritual exercise is to see the current situation be from the presence of the Lord.
我们每一个人都知道我们周围的环境。
We all know the circumstance that we're in.
但是我们是在什么样的一个光景的里面来看这些问题。
But in what, under what perspective are we looking at this problem?
你是一个人来面对这些问题呢？还是你是在神的同在的里面来看这些事情？
So, are you facing this problem alone? Or are you...facing this under the presence of the Lord.
这是完全不同的。
These two are totally different.
你看第四节，大卫知道他的问题。
In the fourth verse, we know here that David knows his own problem.
他说我的性命呢，在狮子中间。
He said, my soul is among lions.
我躺卧在性如烈火的狮人当中。
I lie even among them that are set on fire.
他们的牙齿是枪剑，他们的舌头是刀。
Whose teeth are spears and arrows?
这实在是当时他的问题。
This is his problem at that time.
扫罗和他的精兵呢，就像狮子一样。
The army of Saul are like lions.
他们追逐大卫，好像狮子追捕他们的猎物一样。
They're pursuing David like the lions pursue their prey.
他们还设下许多的网罗要压制大卫的心。
They create many traps in order to oppress David.
这些环境都是真实的。
This environment is definitely real.
如果一个人要按照自己来面对这些难处是非常困难的。
If a person is facing all these difficulties alone,It's gonna be very difficult.
今天我们的环境也是同样有许多的狮子。
Today, we are in the same situation. Our circumstances are full of lions.
病毒只不过是其中的一个狮子就是了。
The virus is only one of the lions.
我们还有很多其他的问题。
We have so many other problems.
中国和美国的一个问题，这是一个相当大的一个狮子。
For example, the problem between U.S. and China, that's a very serious problem.
这两个不同政治体系的一个对抗。
These two political systems is vying for against each other.
在这个对抗之下的结果呢，我们都会受到影响。
And under this vying, we are all going to be affected.
我们有很多的有很多经济上的问题。
We have a lot of economic problems.
还有社会问题。
We have social problems.
还有宗教自由的问题。
We have problems with religious freedom.
甚至今天连言论自由都可能成为一个问题。
And even liberty today is going to be a problem.
所以我们好像大卫一样，我们在洞穴的外面有很多的狮子。
And so outside that cave, they're full of lions.
我们如何来面对这些问题？
So how are we going to face all this problem?
我们要用我们一个人的力量来面对这些问题呢？
Are we going to face this problem by our own strength?
还是我们要在神的同在的里面来看这些事物？
Or are we going to face this in the presence of the Lord?
你感谢神啊，大卫在神的同在里面，他就写出了第五节。
So thankful here, David, in the presence of the Lord, wrote verse 5.
你看第四节讲到那些狮子。
In the fourth verse, talk about the lions.
然后第五节他讲到说，他说愿你崇高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。
And yet in verse 5, he says, Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth.
他发现了，虽然这些狮子很厉害啊。
He discovered that even though the lions were fierce.
但是有一位比这个狮子更厉害的。
And yet, there is one who is greater than the lions.
虽然这个难处都很大。
It's true, these difficulties are huge.
但有一位比这个难处大得多了。
But there is one who is greater and bigger than all these problems.
在神的同在中，所有的难处，所有的问题都变小了。
In the presence of the Lord, all difficulties and problems become small.
弟兄姊妹，这就是第二个属灵的操练。
Brothers and sisters, this is the second spiritual exercise.
要在神的同在里面来看这些事物。
We have to look at all these things around us in the presence of the Lord.
如果我们自己来看这些事物的话，每一个狮子都是很可怕、很大的。
When we look at these lions by ourselves alone, these are all going to be very big for us.
但是你在神的同在的里面，你发现了这些问题都小下来了。
But if we're in the presence of the Lord, we realize that all these problems become small.
我非常喜欢耶利米所说的一句话。
I love what Jeremiah said.
他说我是耶和华，是凡有血气者的神，岂有我难成的事吗？
The Lord said, I'm the Lord of the flesh and blood. Is there anything too hard for me?
这句话实在太好了，岂有难成的事吗？
This is such a great verse. Is there anything too hard for me?
当大卫在神的同在的里面来看那些狮子的时候，那个问题就不一样了。
So when David looked at these things in the presence of the Lord, everything changed.
然后呢，他整个的光景呢，他看出来的一件事情。
So,He sees something out of this.
还是在第六节里面他这样写了，他说他们在我面前挖了坑。
In verse 6 he said, they have prepared a net for my steps.
但是自己反掉在其中。
They have digged a pit before me into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves.
你看他有一个新的一个看见。他有一个新的认识，他就发现这些狮子在那里做的事情，最后呢，这个狮子会掉到坑里面去。
So he sees something different here. He sees that the pit that the lions are digging, the lions are going to fall into them themselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天看到我们周围有很多的很多的难处哈。
Today we see around us they're full of difficulty.
但不要忘记啊，有一位比这些难处都大的，就是我们的神。
But don't forget, there is one who is greater than all this problem, and he is our God.
这些狮子有一天都要掉到他们自己所挖的洞里面去。
One day, all these lions are going to be in the pit where they dug themselves.
弟兄姊妹，大卫在写这些话的时候，他的环境一点都没有改变。
Brothers and sisters, when David wrote this psalm, his circumstance didn't change at all.
但是大卫自己的地位改变了。
But the position of David has changed.
在这样的一个改变的当中呢，我们可以说大卫已经立于不败之地。
And so, in this, under this change, he will not be defeated.
当一个人能够看见，在神的同在来看见他的所有问题的时候，他的问题就再也不能够打倒他了。
When we are really in the presence of the Lord and we see from there, nothing can defeat us.
虽然问题并没有解决。
Even though the circumstance or problems has not been solved.
但是他永远不会被这个问题打倒。
But he will not be defeated by this problem.
但是大卫没有停在这里。
And yet, David did not even stop here.
大卫乃是要得到一个完全的得胜。
David is gonna gain a complete victory.
这就是第三个操练。
And this is the third exercise.
第三个操练呢是第七节到第十一节的。
The third exercise is from verses 7 to 11.
这个操练呢就是要学习在洞穴中来赞美神。
And this exercise is to learn to praise the Lord inside the cave.
一个人呢如果能够在神的同在来看问题呢他就立于不败之地。
If a person can see problems through the presence of the Lord, then he's not going to be defeated.
但是如果一个人能够在难处当中来赞美神的话呢，他就能够完全得胜。
But if a person can praise the Lord in the midst of difficulties, then he can really be victorious.
因此我们就看到在第七节到第十一节，大卫就起来从洞穴中来赞美神。
And so we see from verse 7 to 11 how David rise up and praise the Lord in the cave.
这个赞美是非常有能力的。
His praise is so powerful.
因为这个赞美是从洞穴里面发出来的。
And because this praise is in out of the cave.
保罗仍然在宝座上，扫罗仍然坐在宝座上。
Even though Saul is still on the throne.
他仍然要取大卫的性命。
Even though he's still after the life of David.
但是大卫选择了在洞穴里面向神发出赞美。
But David chose to praise the Lord from inside the cave.
他说我心坚定我心坚定。
He said, my heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed.
他说我要唱诗我要歌颂。
I will sing and praise.
他说我要两次。
He said, I will.
表示大卫是做了一个选择要来赞美神。
You see, David make a choice to praise the Lord.
对于今天每一位弟兄姊妹也能够像为大卫一样说我要。
For brothers and sisters today, you have to say, I will.
我要赞美神。
I will praise the Lord.
我要歌颂。
I will sing.
他说我的灵啊你要行起琴瑟啊你们当行起。
Awake up my glory, awake psaltery and harp.
我自己要及早行起。
I myself will awake early.
这都表明大卫他在这里面表达他的心愿。
It shows that how David in showing his willingness from within.
他在神面前做了这样的一个决定，他要赞美神。
He chose this before the Lord that he will praise the Lord.
赞美是我们每一个人可以做的一个决定。
Praise is something that we can decide that we want to do.
而是每一个人每一个圣徒都可以做的决定。
This is a decision that every saint can make.
不是因为环境顺利我们赞美神。
We don't praise just because our circumstance is good and smooth.
真实的赞美跟我们的环境都是不大有关系的。
Real praise is not conditioned by our circumstance.
约伯在神的面前赞美的时候，他是在极大的难处当中。
When Job praised the Lord, he was in such difficulty.
他说我出次生出母胎，也必次生归回，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
He said, naked I come and naked I go back to the womb, but and the one the Lord gives and the Lord takes away, and he has to be praised.
这是约伯在神面前所做的一个选择，他要赞美神。
You see, this is a choice made by Job before the Lord.
哈巴谷那个时候他也做了同样的选择。
Similarly, Habakkuk made the same choice.
无花果树不发旺。
When the fig does not yield fruit.
葡萄树不结果。
And there's no fruit on the vine.
橄榄树也不效力。
And there's no fruit from the olive tree.
田地不出粮食。
No harvest in the field.
圈中绝了羊。
There's no sheep.
棚内也没有牛。
And there's no cattle too.
然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
But I will rejoice in the Lord.
这就是哈巴谷所做的一个选择。
This is a choice made by Habakkuk.
我们每一个人今天也可以做同样的选择。
And the same today, we can make the same choice as them.
在任何环境当中，你和我都有这个机会能够选择来赞美神。
Under whatever circumstance, we can choose to praise the Lord.
赞美神是我们的见证。
Praising the Lord is our testimony.
赞美神不是告诉别人我是谁。
Praising the Lord is not telling people who am I.
赞美神是告诉别人耶和华是谁。
Praising the Lord is telling other people who Jehovah is.
神是谁？主耶稣是谁？
Who is God? Who is the Lord Jesus?
这个做这个见证和你我的环境是没有什么关系的。
Giving this testimony has nothing to do with the circumstance we're in.
所以他才能够到位，才能够做这个选择，在他极大的困难当中，他选择来称颂神。
This is how David was able to make this choice in the midst of all this difficulty.
当保罗晚年的时候，他在监狱里面。
In his old age and in the prison, Paul.
他知道他在世的年日已经非常有限了。
Paul knows that his time on earth was very limited.
他的时间呢可能没有太多了。
His time is really short.
因此他就写了这么一句话。
And then he said this.
在腓立比书第一章里面他说，无论是生是死，都要叫基督在我身上照常显大。
He said that whether I live or I die, may Christ be magnified in me.
我非常非常喜欢这句话。
I love this verse.
特别是那句说无论是生是死。
Especially that phrase it says whether I live or I die.
当一个人在众人的面前，在天使在仇敌面前说无论是生无论是死。
When a person can say whether I live or I die before the angels or before everybody.
总要叫基督在我身上照常显大。
That Christ be magnified in me.
这是何等振奋人的一句话。
This really shakes people.
所以我们感谢神呢、啊、那一天呢、啊、在这个洞穴的里面呢就传出来这个赞美神的声音啊。
And so that day, from the cave, out come this voice of praise.
你的慈爱高及诸天啊。
Your mercy is great unto the heavens.
你的诚实达到穹苍啊。
Thy truth unto the clouds.
哎呀，从那个洞穴里面就传出来这个声音了。
Out of this cave come this voice.
你愿你高过诸天呐、
啊。Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens.
愿你荣耀高过全地啊。
Let thy glory be above all the earth.
弟兄姊妹们，你可以想象得到这个仇敌撒旦呢是何等的难过，听到这些话。
You can imagine when Satan heard this, how bad he feels.
在他把这个人摆到这样的一个环境当中。
He put this person in such a dire circumstance.
在这样的一个洞穴的里面。
And in this cave.
没有，他不知道什么时候他可以出来。
He doesn't know when he's going to come out of that cave.
哎，这个人在洞穴里面竟然能够这样的来赞美神。
And yet inside the cave, this person can praise God this way.
所以在大卫在这个洞穴的里面，他已经得到完全的得胜了。
And so David in this cave has gained complete victory.
我们最近在休斯顿，我们有一个受浸聚会。
Here in Houston recently we have a baptismal meeting.
那我们在这样的一个环境下，我们怎么受浸呢？
So how do we have a baptismal meeting under this circumstance?
我们就是在一个弟兄的家里面举行受浸聚会。
And so we have this meeting in the house of a brother.
那只有大概六个人可以去，因为呢为了要保持这个安全距离呢，所以他们家呢我们只能容许六位弟兄姊妹去他家。
And so we can only have six brothers and sisters going to that house, because of social distancing.
所以其他的弟兄姊妹呢，就是在这个网上可以参加。
And the rest of the brothers and sisters can join online.
那为什么这个姊妹一定要在这个时候受浸呢？
Now why does this sister have to be baptized during this time?
因为她刚刚被检查出来，她有第四期的胰脏癌。
And that's because, she was recently diagnosed of a stage 4, pancreatic cancer.
马上呢就开始要治疗，因为这个情况比较紧急。
And so she has to receive treatment immediately.
那她就希望呢能够在她接受治疗之前她能够受浸。
And so she wants to be baptized before her treatment starts.
因为医生已经告诉她了，这个治疗呢是非常的痛苦的。
Because the doctor already said to her this treatment is going to be very difficult.
这位姊妹哈和她的家人来到我们来到这个聚会有一段时间。
This sister with her family has been in our meeting for a while.
她的丈夫弟兄和她的儿子很快就信主了。
The husband and the children very quickly believe in the Lord.
而且呢参加聚会都是非常非常的非常的殷勤的。
And they were very diligent in attending meetings.
但是这位姊妹呢她一直都感觉进不去。
But the sister just felt she couldn't enter in.
她觉得教会的人也很好，但是她觉得跟她关系不大。
She feels like people in the church are very good, but somehow, she cannot feel connected to them.
她自己本身呢，在世界上也非常的顺利。
Well, in the world, her life is very smooth.
好像没有什么问题他不能解决的。
She doesn't have issues or problems that she cannot solve.
他曾经在一年之中换过四次工作。
She had this experience of changing four jobs within one year.
而且每一次呢那个换的工作都比前一个工作更好。
And every job that she moved to is better than the previous one.
所以你看这个人呢他里面对自己是相当满意的。
And so she's very pleased with herself.
因此觉得不太需要这样的一个救恩。
And so she does not feel she needs the salvation.
但是后来有一次在家庭聚会当中呢，他突然有一点改变。
But then one time in the home meeting, she kind of changed.
他突然发现在圣徒当中有一些东西是非常可贵的。
She realized that there's something precious among the saints.
是他在圣徒之外他所找不到的东西。
And she cannot find this thing, you know, outside of the saints.
所以他就开始呢比较多来聚会。
And so she comes to meeting more often after that.
但是对她来讲仍然是比较困难的一件事情。
And yet for her, it's still a difficult thing.
然后有一件非常非常不幸的事情发生在她身上。
And then something unfortunate happened to her.
还不是这个癌症的事。
And this is still not the cancer thing.
就是有一天她回家的时候，她把车子停在她的这个driveway 上的时候。
So one time after she came home and parked the car in the driveway.
她就想去把她的垃圾桶拿回来。
And she wants to take the garbage can back.
她就下车去拿垃圾桶。
So she, get out of the car to get the garbage can.
就是没想到她的车子没有停好。
And she didn't know that the car was not parked properly.
所以那个车子就滑下去了。
And so the car slid down.
而且呢，把它压在车的下面。
And the car pinned her down.
所以当时是一个下午的时候。
That was in the afternoon.
所以周围是没有人的。
So there's nobody around that place.
所以她也暂时的失去了知觉。
And then she lost consciousness.
等他有了知觉以后呢，他发现有一个人在他旁边打电话。
When she regained consciousness, she realized somebody was beside her on the phone.
他也不认识那个人。
But she doesn't know this person.
到今天他也找不到这个人。
Until today, she has not found this person.
然后突然之间不知道从什么地方来了好多的人。
And then don't know where they come from, but all of a sudden there were a lot of people.
他也不知道这些人是从哪里来的。
And she doesn't know where these people come from.
然后这些人就用他们的力气把那个车子就抬起来。
And then these people use their strength to lift up that car.
然后把他呢从车下面就拖了出来。
And then they drag her out of that car.
然后救护车就把他送到这个医院去了。
And then the ambulance took her to the hospital.
然后呢他在医院里面当然做了很多很多的检查，很多的治疗。
And of course, in the hospital, they did a lot of tests and treatments.
然后这一段时间呢，他就开始发现到，原来这个基督身体是怎么回事。
And then during this time, she began to discover the body of Christ.
因此呢，在神的恩典之下呢，他100天之后呢，就回去上班了。
And because of the grace of God, she was able to return to work after 100 days.
所以在她的心里面呢，她就讲说呢，她说她其实应该已经死掉的。
And so she said that she should have died.
所以今天她能够活在地上，所有的这个日子呢，都是神给的。
And so the rest of the days of her life here on earth is really from the Lord.
因此呢，在余下的这个时间呢，她只能够来见证和赞美神。
And so in the remaining days of her life, she can only praise and give testimony to the Lord.
虽然她现在被诊断有这个癌症第四期。
And even though she is diagnosed with a stage 4 cancer right now.
仍然没有办法影响她对神的赞美。
And so it would not affect her praise to the Lord.
那一天在受浸的时候呢，我们在网上参加的人呢，就有101个这样的一个 channel dial in。
And so that day in her during her the baptismal meeting, there were 101 person dial in to join.
当然有些 dial in 里面是不止一个人的。
And of course, the many are like more than one person dialing in because there's a group.Person witnessing.
他做见证的时候，从头到尾都是赞美神。
And her testimony from the beginning till the end is all praising the Lord.
她赞美神在她身上所有一切的带领。
He praised the Lord for everything that the Lord has put in her life and led her.
你绝对听不出来这个人马上就要接受化疗。
You cannot hear from what she say that this is a person who's gonna receive chemotherapy very soon.
你绝对没办法听出来这个人是被诊断有胰脏癌第四期。
And from her words, you cannot sense this person is one with a stage 4 cancer.
这个姊妹的赞美是从洞穴里面发出来的。
Because this the praise of this sister is rising out of the cave.
所以那一天呢，所有参加的人呢，都不得不把赞美归给神。
And so that day, the people who joined the meeting cannot do anything but praise the Lord.
你无法不赞美神。
Because there's no way that you're not going to praise the Lord.
除非是神在这个人身上所做工作，没有一个人能够做出他所做的事情。
Unless it's the Lord who worked in the life of this person, nobody else can do that.
所以我们的姊妹呢，那一天就在神的面前呢，她就在洞穴中来赞美神。
And so that day, this sister really praised the Lord out of the cave.
她一个人的赞美就变成一百多个人的赞美。
And the praise of that single person became the praise of the hundred.
你看，这个嘴唇的果实已经结了一百倍了。
Look at this. The fruit of the lips has already multiplied 100 times.
我们常常记得在福音书里面说那个结实要30倍，要60倍，要100倍。
We see here in the gospel where it says the fruit is going to be 30, 60, 100 times.
有时候我们想，哎呀，这个太好难哈。
Many times we think, you know, this is difficult.
我什么时候才能够结一百倍呢？
When am I going to have fruits 100-fold?
当这个人在洞穴里面发生的时候。
But when this person rise up out of this cave,
所有听到的人都不得不赞美神。
Those who hear that voice cannot but only praise the Lord.
我们那天只是有一百多人，所以只有一百多个人能够赞美神。
That day we only had 100+ people there, and so only 100+ can praise the Lord.
如果我们那天有200个人，就有200个人来赞美神。
If that day we had 200 people, then 200 people will be praising the Lord.
如果我们那天有1000个人，就会有1000个人来赞美神。
And if we had 1,000, there will be 1,000 praising the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要小看我们的赞美啊。
So brothers and sisters, don't belittle our praises.
特别是我们在难处当中的赞美。
Especially the praise out of our difficulty.
我们的难处越大，我们的机会就越大。
The greater our difficulty, the greater our opportunity.
你的难处越大，你那个结的果实就越大。
The greater your difficulty, the greater your fruit.
所以我们今天要看我们的问题，要从属天的眼光来看的。
And so today when we look at our problem, we have to look at it from a heavenly perspective.
一个人他在那个越深的洞穴里面，他的赞美就能够达到穹苍的。
The deeper the cave, your praise is going to reach the heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天的确我们有很多的问题。
Brothers and sisters, today we truly have a lot of problems.
我们要学习，要把这个问题当作是一个我们的机会啊。
We have to look at this problem as our opportunity.
这是我为神做见证的机会啊。
This is our opportunity to give a testimony for the Lord.
我的问题如果越大的话，
If my difficulty is greater,
我给神做见证的那个机会就越大。
Then greater is the opportunity to testify of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在57篇里面所学到的第三个属灵的操练。
This is the third spiritual exercise that we learned from Psalm 57.
我个人感觉诗篇五十七篇对我们现今的这个时代是非常合适的。
Personally, I really feel this Psalm 57 is so appropriate for our times right now.
我们也可以借着这个诗篇五十七篇来一起学习有这三个属灵的操练。
We can learn together the spiritual exercise from Psalm 57.
每一件都是可行的。
Everything can work out.
都是我们自己可以做决定的。
Because we can decide.
头一个是要操练凡事谢恩。
First is to exercise thankfulness.
我们能够为神在我们身上以往所成就的一切事常常来感谢神。
We can thank the Lord for everything that He has already done for us and do it this often.
我们不要把感恩当作一件小事。
We cannot belittle thankfulness.
因为这个凡事谢恩是神在基督耶稣里面向我们所定的旨意。
Because be thankful in everything is the will of the Lord Jesus Christ for us.
凡事谢恩是操练我们信心的一个最好的方法。
Be thankful in everything is the best way to exercise our faith.
当我们觉得信心软弱的时候。
When we feel our faith is weak.
我们要起来感恩了。
We have to rise up and be thankful.
当我们学习感恩的时候里面的信心就活过来了。
When we exercise thankfulness, then our faith will be revived.
我们就能够进入神的同在。
And we can enter into His presence.
弟兄姊妹，这是真实的。
Brothers and sisters, this is real.
我们要学习做一个感恩的人。
We have to learn to be one who is thankful.
我们就能够常常活在神的面前。
Then we can often live before the Lord.
然后我们活在神的面前以后呢，要学习在神的同在的里面来看这一切的事物。
And when we live before the Lord, then we have to see all these things in the presence of the Lord.
我们不能够在我们个人的里面来看这些事物。
We cannot be looking at all these things out of ourselves.
因为这每一个问题，每一个狮子都比我大。
Because each problem, each lion is bigger than me.
不只有一个狮子，有好多的狮子在我们的周围。
And there's not only one lion, but many lions surrounding us.
每一个狮子都比你大，也比我大。
Each lion is bigger than you and me.
就是我们合在一起的，我们也没有办法胜过这些狮子。
And even together, we cannot overcome these lions.
因此我们不能够用我们自己的想法来面对这些难处。
And so we cannot face these difficulties using our own thoughts and thinking.
但是我们要记得一件事情。
But we have to remember one thing.
在我们里面有一位比这些狮子都大。
In us there is one who is greater than all these lions.
我们要记得耶利米说的那一句话。
We have to remember the word from Jeremiah.
岂有我难成的事吗？
Is there anything too hard for me?
因此我们在神的同在的当中来思想这个问题的时候，突然之间那个问题就变小了。
And so when we think about this problem in the presence of the Lord, then the problem becomes small.
虽然问题可能仍然存在。
Even if the problem will still exist.
但是我们呢，站在不败之地啊。
But then we're standing on a position that is undefeatable.
但是我们还不停在这里。
And yet we don't even stop here.
今天我们活在地上的目的不是不失败。
Our purpose is not just to be not defeated.
当然了，不失败是很好的了。
Of course, to be not defeated is already very good.
但是今天我们在地上还有一个职分，就是要为主做见证。
But then we have something that we need to do, and that's to testify for the Lord.
那是要见证神。
We want to testify of God.
因此我们要再有第三个操练，就是在难处当中学习来赞美神。
And so the third exercise is to praise the Lord in the midst of difficulties.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天你的难处很大。
Brothers and sisters, if your problem is big today,
你的机会很大。
You have a great opportunity.
你在主的面前呢，你可能有一个相当大的一个武器啊。
Before the Lord, you have a great weapon.
你的问题很大，那就是你在你的武器比众人都大。
Your problem is so big. That means the weapon you have is bigger than anybody else's.
你是我们当中最能够击败仇敌的那个人。
You are the one who can, among us, who can most defeat the enemy.
因为如果你能够在你这个困难当中呢，你起来称颂赞美神。
Because if you can rise up from your problem and praise the Lord,
这个仇敌就要逃跑了。
Then the enemy has to run away.
因为你这个赞美是从洞穴里面发出来的。
Because your praise is a praise out of the cave.
弟兄姊妹要记得这一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, please remember this.
不要光是为我们的问题烦恼啊。
Don't just worry about your problem.
在神的同在当中来看这个问题。
But look at this problem through the presence of the Lord.
并且要像保罗那样说。
And we have to say like Paul.
无论是生是死。总要让基督在我身上照常显大。
Whether in life or death, I want the Lord to be magnified in me.
如果你在主面前有这样的一个心智，
If you have this heart before the Lord,
不但你永远不会被击败，
Not only will you not be defeated,
你可以击败仇敌的。
You can defeat the enemy.
你也许从来没有想过，你可以击败仇敌。
Maybe you never thought that you're going to defeat the enemy.
你可能觉得要击败仇敌，一定要像某某某某某某弟兄姊妹才可以击败仇敌。
Maybe you think that to defeat the enemy, you have to be like so and so brother.
我呢，我是不可能击败仇敌，因为我没有这么太多的恩赐。
You know, I cannot defeat the enemy because I have no gift.
一个击败仇敌的人，乃是在难处当中能够把赞美归给神的人。
But one who can defeat the enemy is one who can praise the Lord in the midst of difficulty.
但愿，当我们仍然在这个疫情的这段时间里面。
And though we are still in the midst of this pandemic.
我们每个人好像都被关在自己的家里面这段时间。
And we are kind of, being imprisoned in our own homes.
我们像大卫一样住在我们个人的洞穴里面。
We, like David, are living in our own caves.
但是有赞美神的声音从一个一个洞穴里面发出来。
And yet there will be voice of praises coming out of each of the caves.
让神能够得到荣耀。
That the Lord be glorified.
感谢神，我们就一起祷告。
Thank the Lord, let us pray.
主，我们感谢我们赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your grace.
今天能够让我们在这样的一个时间里面能够与圣徒能够有交通。
That today, during this time, we can have fellowship with the saints.
我们感谢你，主啊，你的话是何等的有功效。
Lord, we thank you that your word is powerful and not in vain.
主，我们求主今天借着诗篇五十七篇来鼓励我们。
Lord, we thank you for encouraging us with Psalm 57.
让我们学习大卫有的这些操练。
That we can learn the exercise that David did.
好叫我们的灵不停在洞穴的里面。
That our spirit will not be encaved.
我们的灵要在神翅膀的荫下。
But our spirit will be under the shadow of his wings.
主啊，我们但愿每一个神的儿女，他的灵都在你翅膀的荫下。
Amen.
That each child of God, that their spirit will be under the shadow of your wings.
但愿在这个洞穴的这个生活当中，有许多的赞美能够从洞穴里面出来。
Amen.
That even in the cave life, your praises will rise out of the cave.
主啊，最难的环境就是我们为你做见证的最好的环境。
Amen.
The most difficult situation is where we can testify of you.
但愿主祝福今天早上的时间。
Lord, may you bless this time this morning.
在我们的心中来教导我们。
And in our hearts, Lord, teach us, Lord.
来鼓励我们。
And encourage us, Lord.
我们谢谢你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Lord, we thank you, Lord. This we pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.